Hello, hello, and welcome to our message tonight. If you have opened this message from our website or on a podcast, please understand this is a live teleconference meeting, so there'll be people dialing in from all over the country. We'll give them a chance to get here, so we'll begin our message in about 3 to 5 minutes. And any time you would like to join Freedom's Way on our teleconference meetings, they are held every Monday night and Friday evenings at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. You would dial 605-475-2090 and enter your access code, which is 373-363, pound, spells free me, on your telephone keypad. You can also go online to freedomswayministries.com for more information about us and ways to support our ministry. God bless you for calling in tonight. If you would like to say hello, or let me know you're here, please, now is a good time to do that.
Hi, Pastor Vicki, Pastor Phil. It's Rose.
Hi, Rose. Glad you're here.
Oh, I'm very glad to be here.
Hey, Gretchen.
Hi, Gretchen. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, hi, everybody.
Hi, Gretchen.
Hi, Gretchen.
Hello.
Hallelujah. Anybody else want to say hello? Hello out there in telephone land.
They're all hiding.
Yep. There are several people who have not spoken online since we started recording our messages and putting them on the web.
Wow.
There is some shyness out there. Praise God. I just bless you all with holy boldness.
Amen.
Jeanette.
Hi, Annette.
Linda Ayers.
Hey, there's my net.
I'm Charlotte.
Hey, hello. Hey, Miss Vicki.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hello,
did
hello.
I hear... I heard Mitch. Did I hear Charlotte and Jim?
And my net, too. Okay, I'm going to be quiet.
Yep. I don't know. I heard someone.
Oh, okay. That's me, Linda. I'm Charlotte and Jim's friend.
Oh, okay. Well, welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome. I thought I heard Charlotte's name in there, so welcome, Linda.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. I know you'll be blessed. Hallelujah.
Thank hey, Vicki, it's Marcia.
Welcome, welcome.
Thank you,
thanks
thank
for
you.
Being here. Hallelujah. And have a good time tonight. We were reviewing this this afternoon. Go ahead.
You want to say that?
No, Vicki's not coming.
Well, we were reviewing this a little earlier, and Bill decided everybody was going to be repenting. Okay, who else would like to say any hellos before I mute your telephones? If not, I am going to mute your telephone, And at the end of the message, you can push your *6 key to unmute. But if you'll please leave your phone muted, everybody will have a nice clear line to hear us. Praise the Lord forever.
Amen. Hallelujah. Good evening. This is Phil Burdett here. I'm here with my wife, Vicki. We're Freedom's Way Ministries. I'm sure most of you on the line know that. Our mission, to help you come into your full, true identity in Christ and to be all what God would have you be in the earth. And anything we can do to help you do that, that is our joy to do. So tonight you're going to be blessed. We have a very powerful message. Speaks right to the heart. So open your heart, receive, and grow in the Lord. I'm going to pray us in and get us started. Father God, we just thank you for your word. We know that it is your truth that you want to communicate to us to help us become more like you in all that we say and do. And we are interested in that. That's what we want to do. So we are open to your word. Thank you for the anointing on this word to help us grow, to strengthen us in you. So we give you all the honor and all the glory for that. You are good. You are a good God. And in the name of Jesus, I turn aside any assignment from hell, try to blunt or distract in this message so that it doesn't have full effect in God's people to help them do what God would have it do. So, in the name of Jesus, Satan, you are bound. We say get behind you and take your hands off God's property, and we loose the Holy Spirit to have your way, Lord. In this meeting tonight, speak to the hearts of your people, strengthen their walk, in the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We are into our season of deliverance. Tonight's topic is envy, jealousy, and covetousness. These are three spirits that will take your eyes off of God and put them on a person, a place, or a thing, which leads directly into idolatry. I will explain that as we go along. And these three spirits are some of the evil things that come from within, out of the heart of man. Things that are spoken of by Jesus himself in Mark 7, verses 20 to 23, and by Paul in Galatians 5, 19 to 21. So we are just going to jump right in the deep end right now and go to the scriptures. That's right. As we were reviewing this earlier, Phil said, boy, you don't mess around. You just jump right in. Yes, we do. Because we are serious about God, and I know that you all are too, or you wouldn't be here. Jesus said in Mark 7, verse 20 to 23, and he said, that which comes out of the man, that defiles the man. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile the man. If they're in there, we're going to get them out. Galatians 5, verses 19 to 21, Paul speaking, he says, now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. You are not going to have any authority. Hallelujah.
We remind you that Jesus himself said, "For from within, out of the heart of men, come these things which Paul called the works of the flesh." Remember also that the flesh is not you. It is the nature of Satan that we carry inside, but it is not our nature. When it comes to these spirits of envy, jealousy, and covetousness that, like the others, take our eyes off Christ and focus them on ourselves, God will not share us with any false gods or idols, even if they are your own children or your own husband or wife or father or mother or sister or brother. It doesn't matter. Whatever you worship will become your God, and in his jealousy, God will release you to your own devices without any protection whatsoever. He'll say, "Okay, you'd rather have that person than me, or that thing is more important to you than I am. Well, that's fine. Let it be your protection. Let it be your provider. Let it be your companion. Let it be your healer. Let it be your banner of victory. Let it be your shepherd. Let it be your righteousness. Let it be your peace." If an idol becomes your God, then that God will have to take care of you. That's the danger of idolatry. It's not a good trade-off. Isaiah 47 and 12 says clearly, "Stand now with your enchantments and with the multitude of your sorceries, wherein you have labored from your youth. If so be you shall be able to profit, if so be you may prevail. You are wearied in the multitude of your counsels. Let now the astrologers, the stargazers, the monthly prognosticators stand up and save you from these things that shall come upon you."
Amen. And if you go to that chapter in Isaiah and you keep reading, God clearly says they can't do anything to help you. Envy and jealousy is a nasty principality. And it's time to get our hearts right and learn how to allow God to heal us. Proverbs 14:30 says, "A sound heart is the life of the flesh, but envy the rottenness of the bones." Now, in your bones is where your immune system is. When you look at that word sound and you follow its meaning through, this is what you find. Literally, it means medicine. And figuratively, it means deliverance, freedom. Wow. When you recognize the evil in your heart and allow the Lord to drive it out, it is a medicine for your body, and your body is no longer dying. It is living. You should know that murder is the ultimate goal of envy and jealousy. It wants to kill you. And so it opens the door to other spirits. It starts out innocently, but begins to snowball, and you become out of control. Job 5 verse 2 tells us, "For wrath kills the foolish man, and envy slays the silly one."
Ooh. So don't be silly.
Don't be silly.
Let's define envy, jealousy, and covetousness. First, know that God's jealousy is different from ours. His jealousy is righteous, zealous, and protects his children. We as parents can have a godly zealousness for our children, but with caution, because our zealousness can become controlling and destructive.
That's true.
envy is a feeling of discontentment or ill will because of another's advantage, possessions, or blessings. You're really free when you can be joyful about another person's blessings. Jealousy is being very careful of or guarding something, not tolerating rivals, making an idol out of a material object, a person, or a place.
In other words, no sharing.
Covetousness is to long for something wrongly. It is greed or avarice. Jesus warned of covetousness in Luke 12:15. And he said unto them, take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consists not in the abundance of the things which he possesses.
Amen. Hallelujah. So having stuff is not what life is about. Do I need to say that again? Having stuff is not what life is about. We are to be content with what we have. Hebrews 13:5 says this, let your conversation, that's your character, the style or the mode of your life, let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as you have. For he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Well, it seems a little odd. How can we be content when we don't seem to have enough? Are we supposed to just sit back and let life go by and take whatever comes along? No, that is not what it means. What does Matthew 6:33 tell us? It says this, seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So if we don't seem to have enough, then we need to look within. We should ask ourselves if we are seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. I assure you, by being in these meetings, you are seeking his kingdom and you are learning how to attain his righteousness. It's been imputed unto you. But we seldom use the righteousness of God. You don't need to strive in the world to maintain a level of poverty when God will meet you where you are, pick you up, and put you in a large place. Psalm 18:19, he brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. Thank you, God. If you're covetous, you don't trust God. It's a subtle form of unbelief. And I think most of us understand covetousness. I believe we are all guilty of wanting something excessively at some time or another. Aren't you glad God didn't answer all your prayers the way you thought he should?
Let's look at the nature of envy and jealousy. First of all, they are never satisfied. It's a lust. You think, who better than me knows better than me what's good for me? That kind of thinking leads to accusing God because he hasn't given you what you think is best for you. The nature of envy and jealousy has you comparing yourself to other people. And the biggest problem with that is you can't win. There will always be someone who comes along who is richer or smarter than you are. So don't play the game of competition. Don't judge people either, especially those coming out of the occult. Many of them understand power better than most Christians. John 7:24 says, judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment.
What is that?
So what is that? Righteousness is only found in Christ, the Word made flesh. Read it, believe it, run with it. God let Israel have the man they judged after the flesh, King Saul, and you know how that worked out.
That's right.
You want a king like everybody else? Well, all righty then, here you go. And you get all the trouble that goes along with it, the taxes, the tributes, and all the other stuff that goes along with serving man. Anytime you allow anything to take precedent over God, you are in idolatry.
I'm gonna say that again. Anytime you allow anything to take precedent over God, you're in idolatry. And envy and jealousy will make other people into idols. You begin to think things like, if only I could be like so-and-so. But Acts 10:34 says God is not a respecter of persons, so neither should you be a respecter of persons. None of his children in his eyes is better than any other. We are equal. So you should never want to be anything other than the wonderful child of God that he saw and he created from before the foundation of the world. Envy and jealousy will keep you from trusting God and his timing in your life. And it will also prevent you from being content with what you have. God has a unique plan for each and every one of us. So you have to ask yourself, whose plan would I rather follow, mine or his? The interesting part of that question is that you can waste a lot of your life following your own plan and doing okay by it, but sooner or later, God is going to bring you back around to his plan. Just ask Jonah. You can't run from God. He's everywhere you are.
That is true. So don't be envious of the unsaved either.
Wow.
The devil can bless his own for a season, but before long, those blessings either disappear or become curses. Spoken all throughout the Bible. Be not envious of evildoers.
Right. Neither seek to be like them.
Amen. Is that Psalm 91, I believe?
No. Okay.
When the envy is coming from other people, it can steal your joy. You know how when something wonderful happens in your life, somebody comes along and makes you feel guilty because you're blessed and they're not?
Oh.
Well, that is the spirit of envy and jealousy trying to steal your joy. You know, some things happen good to you and you don't necessarily want to share it with certain people.
That's right, because they're slamming you every time.
Well,
makes you feel guilty.
And you do. You feel guilty that they feel that way. Hallelujah. But the goal of these spirits is to separate and divide and to keep you out of the body of Christ. They work to destroy relationships, marriages, and families. When you listen to envy and jealousy, they will produce strife in your life. And when you refuse to listen to them, the Holy Spirit produces peace. Peace in your life. So, this is a toughie. Which would you rather have? Strife or peace? Hallelujah.
Oh, gee, let me think about that one for a minute. Do I want peace in my life? I think I'll have peace. James 3:16 says, for where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. So where does confusion come from? 1 Corinthians 14:33. For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace. Well, let me tell you, if it didn't come from God, the only other source it could come from is not good. Envy opens the door for Satan to bring confusion into the situation and strife, which makes a clear path for, what does James say? For every evil work. When you are in strife over something, the spirits from the kingdom of darkness are free to stomp all over you and roam through your household, steal your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. Galatians 5, verses 25 to 26, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be provoking one another, envying one another. Hallelujah.
Where does envy come from? Out of our hearts. Go to James 3 again, verse 14. And it says, if you have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. Envy and jealousy are very destructive, like a nest of vipers in your stomach. Yuck. Pride is a root that nurtures and follows these spirits. Rebellion comes in and plants itself. Bitterness takes root. Control and manipulation begin to operate. You can see that when you are envious, your heart, not your mind, is open to every evil work. And once you've been exposed to this truth, you can't go back. What you are learning here is putting you on a track of heightened responsibility, quick repentance, and obedience to the Word of God. When you receive the truth, you must act on it. And mixing and matching the Word of God is not an option. There's no such thing as a little bit of spiritual adultery. Jealousy can take you into a dark place where there is no reconciliation. Proverbs 6, 34 and 35 states, for jealousy is the rage of a man, therefore will he not spare in the day of vengeance. The word rage there means heat, anger, poison, fever. He will not regard any ransom, neither will he rest content, though you give many gifts.
Hallelujah, Lord. This is the point in jealousy where wars and feuds are started, where retaliation begins. It's one of the doorways for violence. Now, in personal situations, there can be abuse. There might be stalking if jealousy is allowed to go on to this degree. In a marriage, you may have heard someone say they have a love-hate relationship. I want you to know there is really no such thing. Love and hate cannot exist together. It could not have been real love in that marriage. It had to have been a counterfeit affection. Because possessiveness, control, the princess in the tower, that is not the fruit of love. Rather than restricting you, love sets you free because it gives and receives complete trust. There is no jealousy in love. There is no jealousy in love. Curses that come out of jealousy can include barrenness, multiple miscarriages, and reproductive problems in both men and women.
In the Old Covenant, if a woman was suspected of adultery, she was brought to the priest, who wrote the accusation in the dust, then took some of the dirt and put it in holy water and made her drink it. She had to agree that if the accusation were true, she'd get sick and die. But if it weren't true, she would get pregnant and have a child. You can read how jealousy and fertility are connected in Numbers 5, starting in verse 11. In order to release yourself from envy and jealousy, you first have to recognize it. Pride will keep you from doing that if you're not alert. Sometimes we're the last ones to recognize pride and jealousy in ourselves, but others could tell all along. So search your heart in the name of Jesus. You have to begin to make a conscious effort to focus on and trust God. Watch yourself and catch it when your thoughts begin to stray over into what you think you ought to have. God must remain the source of our desires, not what others have or don't have. He will give you the desires of your heart because he put them there.
That's right.
You know, and I remember a very wise man once was kind of complaining to God, and he said, you know, God, you said you'd give me this and this and this, and you know what? And he said, son, when you learn to desire the things I want you to have, my faith will work for you 100% of the time. Repentance has to be true and deep, not just words you're saying. If you can't feel it in your heart, seek the face of God, not his hand. Make him the apple of your eye, as you are the apple of his. Keep your eyes on God and stop counting other people's blessings. Oh, that's a good word. God will not bless us in our sins, but when we fall out of agreement with the sin and the spirit that is behind that sin, when we hate it, when we take responsibility in our own lives and in our generations for entertaining it, only then can the power of envy and jealousy be broken and its stronghold over our lives can be destroyed. When you fall out of agreement with something, it goes away. Evil spirits are not loyal. If they're not having fun keeping you in torment, then they are tormented by your peace. And soon after that, they will simply leave.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Be at peace and torment the spirits for change.
Amen. Proverbs 6, 16 through 19. Many of you are familiar with this. These are six things does the Lord hate? Yes, seven are an abomination unto him. A proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief. A false witness that speaks lies, and he that sows discord among brethren. Every one of those abominations to God relates back to the principality of envy, jealousy, and covetousness. A proud look. Think of the one who is boastful and puffed up in his possessions. A lying tongue. People who scheme, manipulate, control, and steal to keep something, or to get something, or to have more of something. Hands that shed innocent blood, those who kill people, reputations, relationships, and so on for the same reasons. A heart that devises wicked imaginations, this could be a picture of the person who is always accusing others out of envy or jealousy, or the one who strategizes evil ways to have what they want. Sounds like Gunsmoke, right? Feet that run to mischief. No one ever seeking to be first to obtain, overriding, and running over others to have their way and gain the object of their desire. A false witness, lying to overthrow another out of jealousy because you think they're after what you have, or envy of them because they have something you think you deserve to have and they don't. Wow. Help us, Jesus. Sowing discord among brethren. This is the big problem in the body of Christ and in the world in general as people vie for leadership positions or power. All of these things are rooted in envy, jealousy, and covetousness that stems from pride. The I deserve and it's all about me attitude, so prevalent in the world today. So maybe it's time to get rid of envy, jealousy, and covetousness. Amen?
Amen. Well, I am ready to lead you if you are ready to get rid of it. Oh. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I am going to lead you now in a deliverance prayer to rid ourselves of spirits of envy, jealousy, covetousness, and spirits associated with these evil principalities. So if you want to participate, I would invite you to pray this prayer out loud with me. Then I'll go in behind it and clean things up and fill you up. Hallelujah. So pray with me. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I choose to forgive my ancestors and any other persons who may have opened the door for spirits of envy, jealousy, and covetousness. Or their associates. To attach themselves to me. Or to take up residence with me. I forgive all those people. And I release them from responsibility. For any curses of envy. Jealousy. And covetousness. That may have attached themselves to me. Or my children. I take responsibility for those curses. And I give them to the Lord Jesus Christ. Because he is my curse bearer. And right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. I break all agreement. With covetousness, idolatry, comparison, discontent, and not trusting God. Lord, forgive me for participating with these things. I break all agreement with unbelief that you will provide. That you will provide, God. I break all agreement with envy. Jealousy. Bitterness. Unforgiveness. Resentment. Retaliation. I break agreement with anger, hatred, violence, and murder. Forgive me, Lord, for entertaining any of these spirits. I break all agreement now with critical spirits.
Critical spirit.
Gossip. I break the curse of touching God's anointed. I break agreement with competition. Pride. Superiority. Self-ambition. I break all agreement with rivalry. Jealousy in relationships. Possessiveness. All spirits of control and manipulation.
All spirits of control and manipulation.
I break agreement with fear associated with jealousy.
Fear associated with jealousy.
And fear of loss of control.
Fear of loss of control.
I break all agreement now with every spirit of strife and contention.
All agreement with every spirit of strife and contention.
And with all actions and attitudes.
All actions and attitudes.
That are named as abominations.
And are named as abominations.
In Proverbs chapter 6.
Proverbs chapter 6.
I break agreement with the proud look.
Break agreement with the proud look.
The lying tongue.
The lying tongue.
Hands that shed innocent blood.
Hands that shed innocent blood.
I break agreement with the heart that devises wicked imagination.
Break agreement with the heart that devises wicked imagination.
Feet that are swift to run to mischief.
Feet that are swift to run to mischief.
I break agreement with the false witness that speaks lies.
I break false witness speaking lies.
And sowing discord in the body of Christ.
Discord in the body of Christ.
Or in the marketplace. Or in my workplace.
Or in my work.
Or in my home.
In my home.
Or any other place.
Any other.
Lord, I do not want any of these spirits in my life. And I ask to be freed from them. I repent to you for participating with them. And I receive your forgiveness. And I forgive myself. I declare that the blood of Jesus is all powerful and effective to free me from these things.
Free me from these things.
And I trust that by your Holy Spirit, Lord.
Trust that by your Holy Spirit, Lord.
You will help me resist them.
You will help me resist them.
When they come back.
Right.
Knocking on my door.
On my door.
That I don't let them in.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. If you have not participated in a deliverance prayer, know this, there may be some kind of manifestation. By that, I mean you might cough or sneeze or cry or yawn. Yawning is a big thing. You might burp. Your eyes might water, yeah. Your nose might itch. There might be something moving around. You might feel something moving around in your belly or your back or your head or tightness in your chest, whatever. Do not be afraid of that. That's the reason it's there, is to put you in fear or to distract you so that it doesn't have to go. But right now, I just bind up every spirit of fear of evil and fear of manifestation. And I command you to step aside because God is coming through. In the name of Jesus and by the power of the Holy Spirit, I take the sword of the Spirit of God and I sever all generational cords of iniquity and every evil soul tie that has held any of this in place in your life. I dig out all the bitter root judgments of the generations in all these areas. I dig out those bitter root judgments and I cast them into the fire of God. I send back in the spirit every ungodly thing that attached itself to you. I take back for you every godly thing that you were meant to have. And in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I reverse the curses of envy, jealousy, covetousness, and all their associates. And I send those curses back to the sender now in Jesus' name, all the way back to hell. By the blood of Jesus, the power of the Holy Spirit, I cast out covetousness, idolatry, comparison, discontent, and every spirit and spirit guide that would have you not trusting God. Every spirit of distrust in God and all unbelief that God will provide. Unbelief that God is Jehovah Jireh, the one who will see to it. I cast out that unbelief. I break the curse of doubt and unbelief and the curse of unbelieving parents in the name of Jesus Christ. And I send everything I have named into the pit where burning coals fall on it and it cannot rise again. In the name of Jesus Christ, I speak to every spirit and spirit guide, generational and present, of envy, jealousy, bitterness, unforgiveness, resentment, retaliation, anger, hatred, violence, murder. Get up, get out, and go. I cast you out now. And I send you into the consuming fire of God. Loose God's people. They broke agreement with you. You cannot stay. I speak to that person out there in the name of Jesus. There's someone out there that struggles because of a perceived or a real theft that someone has done you wrong. And they got plenty and you don't, in your view. And you know who I'm talking to. I want you to see that person's face and I want you to forgive and release them now so that God can make it right. In the name of Jesus Christ, and I speak now to all critical spirits, gossip, competition, pride, superiority, self-ambition, and rivalry. Loose them and let them go. Come up and out from every cell in their bodies and take your nasty diseases with you. Get up, get out. I speak to your immune systems now. I command you to come back online with the word and the truth of the living God, that the bones are strengthened, that the bone marrow produces as it should. No more dry bones in the name of Jesus. I break the curse of touching God's anointed, fear of touching God's anointed. I break your power over these people. In the name of Jesus Christ, I cast out all jealousy in relationships. Spouses, jealousy over children. Jealousy of sibling rivalries. Jealousy in relationships, friendships. I cast that out in the name of Jesus. I cast out all possessiveness. control, manipulation. Get up, get out, go. I cast you out and I send you to the pit. Everything I've named, go to the pit now. By the blood of Jesus, I cast out every spirit and spirit guide of fear and fear of loss of control, fear of losing friends, lovers, husbands, objects. I cast out those fears in Jesus' name, and every spirit of strife and contention, loose them. I speak to all spirits and spirit guides behind actions and attitudes named in Proverbs 6. You have no place in these people. I cast out the spirit behind the proud look. Get up, get out, go. The lying tongue. You have no place here. I cast out every spirit that would cause hands to shed innocent blood. Loose them. I cast out every spirit and spirit guide, all workers of iniquity that have the heart devising wicked imaginations. Get up, get out, go. We stand against the insurrection of the workers of iniquity in Jesus' name. And I call forth the angels, the burning judgment, destruction, to put you to flight and herd you into the pit. I cast out every spirit and spirit guide that will have you run to mischief. Every false witness that speaks lies, loose them. I cast you out, every spirit of discord, every spirit or spirit guide of perversion that would have you subvert and overthrow because of another's position or perceived power or possessions. Loose these people and let them go. They broke agreement with you and you cannot stay. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father, thank you that you send your demolition crew right now to tear down every altar that has been built to envy, jealousy, covetousness, the resulting spiritual adultery, the idolatry. Tear them down stone by stone and crush those stones under the feet of Jesus Christ into fine powder to be blown away by the wind of the Holy Spirit. And come, Lord Jesus, the King sits on the flood. Flood us now, Lord. Wash through us, Lord God, with your river of living water to purify, to cleanse. To cleanse our physical bodies, our very flesh, of all impurities, to strengthen our immune systems. Wash through us, Lord, with every fruit of your Holy Spirit planted in our hearts and in our lives. I break and cancel the cell memories brought on by these spirits. I cancel cell memory in the name of Jesus Christ that would hold any disease in place, any rottenness of the bones, any dryness of the bones, any aberration of cellular structure in the name of Jesus. I reverse the curse. And I command your bodies, according to Isaiah 45:11 or 11:45. Lord, you know where it is. I command your bodies to be healed, to be made whole in the name of Jesus, free of envy, jealousy, covetousness, and every associated spirit and spirit guide. In the name of Jesus, fill us up, Lord. Fill us with love, joy, peace, and patience. Fill us with faith, gentleness, goodness, meekness, self-control. Gentleness. Your gentleness has made us great. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Keep them moving. Keep them moving. Come up and out, y'all. Just let the Lord do what the Lord does best. Receive right now. Receive his love. Receive the cleansing. Receive the peace that passes understanding. Take it, hold it. When you are at peace, the spirits of evil are tormented. Receive God's peace in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 This word will be available on a playback number for a year from today. Today is October the 11th. In the year 2021. So this will be available by playback. I don't have the access code yet, but if you want to text me tomorrow at 904-993-2876 and request the playback of tonight's message and deliverance prayer, I will send that to you. You can listen as often as you want. And sometime within probably the next week, this message will be on our website, freedomswayministries.com, under audio teachings. If you have a comment or a question tonight, please push your star 6 keys.
Thank you for the deliverance, Vicki.
Praise the Lord.
We love you.
You're welcome. Woo, we love you too. Thanks for being here, Charlotte.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. Jim's here too.
Yeah.
Say hi, Jim. Say hi, Jim.
It'll be on the website by tomorrow.
Okay,
he's
great.
He's going to be on the All website right. by tomorrow. He's going to put it there for you.
That'd be great. Okay, you heard that, guys. Go to
right.
freedomswayministries.com under audio teachings. As a matter of fact, this whole series of deliverance is up there by date.
Right.
So.
Yeah, Vicki, this is Annette. And
yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
when you were praying, you saw it breaking covetousness. And then when you have a family, you try to put a covenant around them. So I'm trying to, in my mind, trying to figure out.
Okay, it's a different word altogether.
Oh, okay.
It's not covenantness, it's covetousness. In other words, you're coveting something. You're not coming into covenant.
You're trying to hold on to something.
Yeah, a covenant is a whole different thing. Coveting is wanting something wrongly. It's desiring to have something. It's covet, covet.
Okay. All right.
There is something that we are to covet. We are to covet the best gift. That's what Paul says. Covet the best gift. But when you go into covetousness, it's like the person who has a collection of bottle caps.
Yeah.
And he just never can get enough bottle caps, and he just gets more and more and more and more and more, and they pile up in piles.
Okay, I got
it. Yeah. It's greedy. That's what it is.
Right. Okay. Cool.
Thank you, Annette. Uh-huh.
Great work tonight. Cool.
Woo-hoo. Who else has something? All righty then. Pastor Phil, would you close our meeting tonight?
Wait a minute. Thank y'all for the deliverance prayer. Thank y'all. And what about my bottle caps? What's wrong with my bottle caps? Oh, my gosh. Thank you, Jesus.
Don't be offended, brother. Don't be offended.
Thank y'all for the prayers.
All right. Thank you, Mitch.
And thank you, Pastor Vicki. I thought I had unmuted my phone, but it was still muted. So thank you so much. Very powerful tonight.
Thank you, Rose. God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Woo-hoo! Hallelujah. Okay. Anybody else? All right.
Hallelujah. Well, I know I got some deliverance tonight. And my eyes were watering and I was yawning away over here. And praise the Lord. God is good. You can't get too much of this stuff. So be sure to listen again when the first chance you get and cement this thing in. Amen. And Lord Jesus, we just thank you for your word. We thank you for your delivering power. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for all that you do and all that you are. Lord. And I bind, in the name of Jesus, I bind every spirit of retaliation that would come against God's people for receiving what God would have them receive. You take your hands off of God's people and you get behind us in the name of Jesus. So I thank you, Lord. You are a good God. Thank you for the anointing. Touch your people. Camp your angels around your people. Speak to their hearts. Strengthen them in their walk. And always, Father, thank you for your word, which has that power. We receive it. And it is our heart's desire, Lord, to walk in it. So I will bless your people as Aaron, the high priest of Israel, blessed the people of Israel in Numbers, the 6th chapter. It's called the Aaronic Benediction, and it is a blessing. So God bless you as you receive. Hallelujah. Yivarechach Adonai. Ve'yishmarecha Yisa Adonai panav elecha Ifunecha. Yisa Adonai panav elecha v'yasem lecha. Shalom. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord lift his face unto you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift his countenance unto you and give you peace, give you his shalom. And I add in Yeshem Yeshua, in the name of Jesus, who is the Sar Shalom, the Prince of Peace. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for how you are strengthening us. And we ask you to have your way in our lives. As I mentioned before, we ask that you encamp your angels around us to strengthen us in all that we say and do. Let it be a glorious, sweet savor to you, Lord. Power us with your power and your strength, your goodness, your mercy, your love. We honor you tonight in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. God bless you all. Join Gretchen on Friday night at 8:30. And join us at the King's Table in the morning at 7:15. Same telephone dial-in numbers, same access code. God bless you all.
God bless you. We love you.
Thank you, honey.
Good night, all.
Love you.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.
Good night.
Good night, babe.
Woohoo!
Woohoo! Whatever happened to that old? Whatever happened to that old gray hound dog?
Oh yeah, well, he's sleeping under the porch.
Oh, okay. Kick it and start howling.
There you go.
Good night. All right. Good night.